The 1992 book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus was a bestseller for US author John Gray. Now, admittedly, it was all about relationships, but at its core was the claim that males and females think differently. Putting that another way, psychologists have suggested in two theories that women tend to be better empathisers, men tend to be better systemizers, and autistic people tend to have a brain that's an extreme example of the male type. But those claims were based on studies of fewer than 100 people. So now scientists have repeated the analysis on a very large sample. But what did they find? Varun Warrior is one of the authors on the new study.
These two theories look at how men and women think about certain things. So the first theory is called the empathizing, systemizing theory of sex differences. And according to this theory, we can look at two particular domains: empathy, which is the ability to recognize what someone is thinking or feeling. And the other one is called systemizing, identifying and recognizing patterns. What this theory suggests is that men on average are better than women on systemizing, and women on average are better on empathizing. The second theory deals with autistic individuals. Autism is a neurodevelopmental condition where individuals typically have difficulties in social interactions and unusually restricted interests. This theory, which is called the extreme male brain theory of autism, suggests that autistic individuals tend to be better at systemizing and poor at empathy compared to the typical population.
So what did you set out to test?
So the previous studies had examined these two theories using relatively small sample sizes. We wanted to see how robust these results are. So we got data from approximately 650,000 individuals, which also included data from 36,000 individuals who had been diagnosed with autism. And all of them filled out these two measures of empathy and systemizing.
Can you just explain, how do you work out how empathic I am? How do you work out to what extent I systemize?
One way is using a self-report measure, which asks questions like, how much do you agree or disagree with particular statements? So statements include, people have often told me that what I say is rude. In this particular study, we used 10 such questions. Similarly, we use 10 such questions which map self-reported systemizing. Questions like, I often notice small details that other people don't.
And you're now bringing to the party enormous numbers of people that you've been able to study. You say, you know, it's more than 650,000 who've been studied, isn't it? What trends emerge?
Well, what we see is that on average, typical men do score slightly higher, but statistically significantly higher than typical women on the self-report measure of systemizing. And typical women on average score slightly higher than typical men on the self-report measure of empathy. When we dig in a bit deeper and look at autistic individuals, we see that on average, autistic individuals, regardless of their sex, tend to score higher on this test of systemizing and tend to score slightly lower on this measure of empathy compared to the typical population.
Have you broken it down by age? Is this something that people grow into from a child growing up? Or is it an innate thing that's present from the minute an individual's born as a boy or a girl, they're going to develop into these traits?
Yeah, so we looked at some sort of correlates of age with scores on these tests. We know that both empathy and systemizing are partly genetic, so there is some innate component to it. But this is only a fraction. So genetics explain approximately a third of the total variance in both systemizing and empathy. So there is considerable other factors that might contribute to, you know, typical variance in empathy and systemizing. And we don't really know what these factors are. It is very likely that, you know, environmental factors such as societal norms do indeed shape, you know, empathy and systemizing. And certainly people's awareness of how empathetic or systemizing they are.
What are the implications of this now? Because this basically adds additional weight to the theory you came up with 20 years ago. But where does it leave us? Where next?
Going forward, we also need to understand where these typical sex differences emerge. Do they come from environmental factors? If they are from environmental factors, what policies can we have in place to sort of minimize these sort of sex differences? How can we sort of encourage more women into STEM? How can we have policies in place which encourage more people into fields of systemizing? And equally, how can we encourage more men to be more empathetic? So that's something that we really need to dive into.
It's fascinating, that, isn't it? Varun Warrior there. He's based at the University of Cambridge, and the paper that contains the results he was discussing, if you want to give it a look, has just come out in the journal PNAS.